The Mets, obviously, BT, getting set for a huge weekend. I hate the fact that they had no games the last two nights, but here we are getting set. They're in Milwaukee, so a big three-game series. We'll be watching. We'll be scoreboard watching and all that. And then see what happens Monday if the games mean something. But it hit me after watching the Yankees celebrate last night, celebrating their division, the champagne celebration. And we know we've talked about this with the Mets not having a celebration in 2022, choosing not to celebrate the playoff berth, but waiting for the division, which never happened. Do you realize that there still is a chance this year where the Mets could, like, what happens if they win Monday, game one?
Yep.
And of the doubleheader?
Yep.
Clinch then, and because game two doesn't mean anything, or even if it does mean something, they can't celebrate. Or if after game two, they win game two, they can't celebrate because they got to go to San Diego or back to Milwaukee. Like, the Mets, again, because of this weather, even if they do get in, which I'm still not sure about, they're not going to celebrate again.
I mean, I got news for you. If I were you, I wouldn't fixate so much on these celebrations, and I would just worry about getting in. I mean, whether or not you get to drink beer or champagne, to me, doesn't matter. Just get in.
Yeah, but part of the fun is that celebration. And don't you think they're just, to a certain extent, snake bit? Think about it. 2022, they won 101,
I don't think so.
101 games. The only team to get in the postseason in 2022 that didn't have a champagne celebration.
Yep.
And now here we are, and even if they do get in and they can't wait to have that celebration because Alonso, to his words, said it himself, we missed out on doing it, now they might not be able to because of logistics.
Or they can win the first two and business is taken care of, and they can have that little celebration that you guys crave.
How do you think it goes?
I think the Mets are going to be okay this weekend. I do. I think they're going to be a playoff team. I think there's going to be some sweaty moments. You got Manaea going tonight, which you got to love. The rest of the rotation, by the way, in case you aren't sure, is not yet plotted out.
If they lose tonight, they're in big trouble.
Well, if they lose tonight, that might change my opinion here. Brewers are up a ton of games. Who knows what they're really playing for? I don't know. But
nothing. They're locked in, I believe.
Well, they're definitely locked in for the division. So, but and can they get the best record?
Hold on.
No, they can't. They can't. They're locked. No.
Dodgers and Phillies should have at least, I think, three games on them.
Dodgers have four. Phillies have three. Brewers are at 91. They're up 10-game division set, so they can't move anywhere. So they will handle this with passing interest, although that's almost sometimes dangerous as well. Because when you have a bunch of pro athletes, whether it's young kids trying to prove themselves, when you're playing loose and playing free, generally you play well. And since the Brewers aren't quote-unquote playing for anything, I don't know, maybe that has an adverse impact on the Mets. I still think the Mets find a way to get in. I think that the fact that they got away from Atlanta and they were able to snuff out, even if it's only temporary, that momentum that was built in that first game where the Mets really did not play a good game. Whether it's the 7-footer in front of the dish, you know, throwing it into right field, the two numbers into right field, the diving catch by Harris, the couple of opposite field home runs. We know what transpired, right? The Mets did not. Mets looked like a bad team there that night. They're not a bad team. So now, if they would have stayed there and had to take the field the next day, say the weather was fine, you know, how much of that residual fear or heaviness, rather, they're not scared, heaviness of the moment would have seeped into maybe Saturday and Sunday, pardon me, Wednesday and Thursday. I don't know. But the fact that they're away from that house of horrors, different team, I think they'll be okay.
How about the fact that the Braves are reserving Chris Sale for a potential elimination game? Mets would have had to face Sale on Wednesday. They don't. Everybody's like, wow, at least they missed him. Now Sale will go Friday. Atlanta saving him potentially for an elimination game on Monday.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Monday.
It's never easy. You know, remember we talked about Mike Scott and the Astros in 86, what he did. And if there was another game, you know, the Mets probably would have lost. Even Keith said we couldn't touch him. Scuffing the ball and that nasty splitter. Remember the Seattle Mariners? They came, Randy Johnson came out of the bullpen in 95 in the wild card. I forget who that was against in the wild card series, and he was unbelievable. So these are the moments that that are going to really punctuate the season. It's been fun, but you got to finish the race.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I know that Mets fans are going to take issue with what I'm about to say here, and I really don't care because it's how I feel.
Yeah.
I want the drama on Monday. I want the Mets to have to beat the Braves. Maybe not twice, although I'd love to still see that.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to have to at least beat the Braves in a game on Monday to get in. I want Atlanta. I know the playoffs are nice. I don't want to see them just do it because they beat the Brewers 2 out of 3 and Arizona lost to the Padres 2 out of 3. I want Atlanta. I want the Mets to have to go into Atlanta and beat the Braves. And it's not just because I don't like the Braves or because of what happened in 2022. I think they would benefit from it. I think if you go into Atlanta knowing you have to win a game to get in and you beat them, it kind of exhale a little bit. Okay, we know we had to beat them in a big spot and we did it. And now you feel like we've done anything. We beat Philadelphia 3 out of 4. We've beaten the Dodgers historically or whatever. Yeah. I'm not worried about it. It doesn't mean that they would then again do it in the postseason. But I feel like I want that mental block removed. I want it to come down to Monday, and I want to see the Mets have to win and then go do it in Atlanta.
Good luck with that, buddy.
What do you mean? That
I wouldn't want that if I'm you.
Why? Because you're scared?
No, I'd rather just know before Monday that I'm in.
No, I want the Braves.
Okay. Be careful what you ask for.
Don't you think it'd be more telling about this
team? I think
it
means nothing. I'll tell you why. Even so, if that situation unfolds, now it might be more satisfying and satisfactory to you and Mets fans, maybe. I get that part. But no matter how they get in, they're going to have to travel across the country, in all probability, and play a playoff game the next day, and they'll either be ready or they won't. And beating the Braves, to me, will have no positive or negative residual impact in terms of how hard they play or how well they play in the first wild card game.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that there's a mental thing there. They can pretend it's not all they want. I saw it. We all saw it with our own eyes the other night in Atlanta. They looked like a completely different team playing the Braves in Atlanta than they looked at almost any point this year, certainly since June.
Yeah.
So I do believe that it exists. Now, could they do what they did in 2000, get to the World Series by bypassing Atlanta, not going through them? Sure. Maybe they don't have to beat Atlanta on Monday. Maybe those games don't mean anything from the Mets' perspective. Maybe the Braves don't get in, or maybe they do, but the Mets never see them, and they can go win a World Series without beating Atlanta. To me, it wouldn't be as satisfying without beating them along the way. I felt the same way in 2000, but to a lesser extent, because I was happy they were there.
Uh-huh.
I want to beat the Braves. I get no satisfaction out of beating Milwaukee. I want to beat the Atlanta Braves.
Do you think you'll win the series in Milwaukee, even though it won't give you much satisfaction in doing so?
It's a great question. We don't know the pitching. Andy Martino did say yesterday.
Mania tonight.
Yeah, Andy did say yesterday that he expects Severino to go Sunday, which I also
boy.
Like.
We want him Monday.
No.
We want him Monday, so we can watch him together for the bet.
I just want him to pitch. I can't. If God forbid they say he's going to pitch Monday, and then those games don't mean anything, they don't play him. I can't lose the bet like that.
That's true.
I don't want to run that risk. Just let him go out there Sunday.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I don't know who's pitching game two of this series. I have no idea what to expect from Milwaukee. My gut says that they're probably going to take 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee and that Arizona's probably going to lose 2 out of 3 to San Diego. That's my gut feel. Would mean they'd be in.
Let me just give you the updated postseason odds. Can you guess the Mets here? There's factors in everything.
What was it last
percentage
time?
Percentage wise. I forgot, actually. I don't remember what it was last time.
87.
68.2.
That's way low. That's okay. Too low.
All right. What do you think the Braves is?
It's got to be lower than that.
Slightly. Yeah.
60?
56.5.
Okay.
Close.
All right.
What do you think the Diamondbacks is right now?
Arizona. Even lower than that. I would say probably 58-ish.
Arizona's 75.3. That is weird.
That doesn't make sense because the Mets have a tiebreaker.
I know, but I'm looking at it right now, 75.3.
So if Arizona wins 2 of 3.
Yep.
And the Mets win 2 of 3.
Yep.
I still believe the Mets would be in, wouldn't they?
If both teams...
No, they wouldn't because they could still lose both those games to Atlanta. I keep thinking that
Mets... Yeah, if both teams win 2 out of 3, then... You got to remember, the Diamondbacks have one more win right now. You understand
that? That's what I was forgetting. I keep thinking that they're tied. They're virtual tied. They're not an exact tie right now.
Correct.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Yeah, be fascinating to watch and scoreboard watch tonight. Although I'd be lying to you, I'm not staying up to watch the Padres. Although maybe I will.
Hey!
Who knows, a little Friday night, I got nothing to do tomorrow.
If you can't do it this weekend, when are you going to do it?
I say I'll stay up, and then by 10:30, 10 o'clock, I'll be like, falling asleep. All right, and I want to watch that Vince McMahon doc anyway.